This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Reverend Dr. Selwyn Hughes was a very gifted Christian writer, teacher, pastor. I'm among many people who read his devotionals every day. I've read his autobiography and am amazed today how he still impacts many people. His devotional material actually helps prisoners in jail who take time to read his thoughts. He died in 2006, but the impact of this humble servant of God lives on. Now, he tells the story of a young university student who came to see him one day for some advice, and he was struggling at university, failing his exams. It was rather odd, he told Selwyn, because at school as a child, he'd sailed through his exams no trouble. He loved school. He had no difficulties coping. He had a very high IQ, and there was really no apparent reason for his failure in later years at university. It just seemed a bit odd. And as they talked together, it came out that his parents were highly educated, both had a PhD degree, and both were demanding on him as a child. They expected him to succeed above and beyond. They almost expected perfection. In fact, this is what his mother and father had said to him: "If you don't pass your exams, we will not love you." Now, can you believe that? It's a true story. This man grew up with the idea that love is conditional. Love had to be earned by getting these excellent marks at school. He kept that idea in his mind all through the years, and as a young adult, he realized how stupid his parents had been. He was actually angry at the way they handled him. So those feelings of anger lay buried inside, hatred, resentment. And so he subconsciously retaliated against his parents by failing his university exams. Now, that's a true story. I find it a very sad one that has happened too often, I think, to many fine young people who grow up with the concept of what's called conditional love. If you do well in your studies, we'll love you. If you don't bother. We won't regard you. Even though you're our son, we won't regard you as a significant person. I know my mum loved me, someone said, but when I behaved badly, like I broke a dish accidentally the other day, she'd get so angry and withdraw her warmth. So breaking a dish is not behaving badly. It's being a child. How many times have you accidentally broken a dish? Someone else said, I know my parents love me, but they seem so much happier with me when I'm doing well in my job and dating someone that they approve of. So that really is not love. That's approval. What is love? Love doesn't have to be earned. It doesn't have to be proven. When someone really loves you, they love you for who you are, not what you do. For example, a baby is born. The parents don't look at this lovely baby and say, we'll only love her if she gets straight A's at school, dresses well, is polite and does well at sports. No, they don't say that. They love the baby because the baby exists. She's a miracle. And they are glad she's here. So love is not dependent on good behavior, which in our culture is defined by sharing your toys or not making a mess, saying please and thank you, not screaming in public, not bothering your parents as they're trying to fall asleep in the middle of the night. A parent may not like all the things that their child does, but they don't punish the child for being a child. Well, there it is. The amazing thing is that the Bible says something about this in John 3:16, the great verse, the brilliant verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That is a classic statement of unconditional love. God didn't have to do anything about this world, about people like you and me, but he sent his Son as an act of love. Wonderful teaching. And that's the sort of scripture verse that'll change your life. God's love is unconditional. So when we think about it, let's try and have the same kind of love towards other people. Well, dear God, I don't understand why I waste so much energy and time with worry. There's really no point, but your word tells me not to worry, but to trust you instead. Lord, I'm a slow learner. I need your divine grace to give me a push along and to love people with that unconditional love. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.